Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Nicole McManus. I'm an internal medicine resident at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. Today, I will be discussing a case of emphysematous gastritis my colleague, Dr. Bikadia, and I managed recently. Emphysematous gastritis is a rare, often lethal disease more commonly seen in immunosuppressed patients. Watson et al. Found that the mortality of emphysematous gastritis has decreased over the years as the trend shifts away from surgical management. Clinical guidelines at this time recommend reserving surgical intervention for cases complicated by perforation, peritonitis, and stricture. Our patient's a 63-year-old female with history of type 1 diabetes, COPD, and hypertension who presented from her nursing home with a complaint of altered mental status, diarrhea, and vomiting. After stabilization with fluid resuscitation and vasopressor support, a CT scan was performed which showed severe portal venous gas and intramural gastric air consistent with emphysematous gastritis. In consultation with GI and general surgery, the decision was made to treat the patient conservatively. She was started on 7 days of meropenem based on prior antibiotic susceptibilities. She also received 7 days of micafungin as the patient had large amounts of Candida glabrata in her urine. Further stool testing showed Campylobacter jejuni infection, so she also received 3 days of azithromycin. The patient was kept NPO on bowel rest and monitored via repeat abdominal x-rays and CT of the abdomen every 4 days. Her diet was gradually advanced, and the patient was stable for discharge once she was able to tolerate a regular diet. I hope you found this case interesting, and thank you so much for your attention.